This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Most court decisions on cases challenging the HHS mandate are going against the Obama administration in favor of plaintiffs ranging from Conestoga Wood Specialties to one decided this week favoring Southern Nazarene University. Father Frank Pavone says this latest court ruling is a direct contradiction of last week's ruling by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals against Priests for Life. With a backlog of appeals court rulings following on the heels of a Hobby Lobby case headed for the Supreme Court, attorneys for the White House are going to have their hands full. In other news, breathtaking pictures of peacefully resting newborns taken from their mothers by C-section have been captured by a Danish photographer, and the family of an Oakland girl lingering in a coma has gotten help from a court order restraining Kaiser Permanente from immediate action to end the life of Jahi McMath. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. The brother of Terry Schiavo again has more reason to demand that the medical community stop calling PVS patients vegetables. He says a new study by Tel Aviv University shows that patients in persistent vegetative state nearly universally show some level of awareness. Earlier research showed vast numbers of PVS patients being entirely misdiagnosed. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.